Blog Talk Radio. Father that he served in heaven. thank you for being our Father, for being allowing us to come from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I pray unto you. Thank you for all my blessings, for always allowing me, for allowing me to hear from you men to understand what you told me to do, and that is to feed your sheep. I honor you. I thank you so much for calling me out of the world and finally giving me the courage to do your will on Blog Talk Radio, and that is to read the Bible to the people, because I didn't know, or like most preachers, I didn't know how to shout and say how the words say that they had to say. But I'm just thanking you for blessing me to give me the courage to come out of the world and do your will. And I thank you for your protection, prosperity, love. Oh, God, I just thank you for everything. Even when I make bad decisions, I know that you're there to help me. And you've given me the right mind to leave those things alone. Thank you for blessing us with sound mind and good health, and for keeping natural and chemicals away from Detroit, Michigan. Right now, the weather outside looks rainy, but I thank you for what you are giving us. And as always, we sheep look forward to you giving us to the land that you promised us years ago. And other people have taken over our name as well as the land that you gave us to possess. And that is the land from in Egypt to the Euphrates. And that's part of Arabic countries. But if they don't read the Bible, Father, encourage them, as I am encouraged them, to read the Bible. It's for their own good. And I thank you giving me the opportunity to just come on the air and say what I believe in, and that is that we are the grandchildren of Isaac and Abraham. We are the lost sheep. And maybe this year we will open up our eyes and understanding to know who we are. Instead of calling us African Americans, we will call ourselves the Hebrews, that we are the children of Israel. And those over there, when I say over there, I mean in our land, that's pretending to be children of Israel, when it's us. Let the whole world know that it is not. I say this prayer to Yeshua in Jesus' name. Yeshua is better known as Jesus. I say this prayer. Amen. And I hope that people will understand how I am trying to say this prayer. Let me introduce myself, Father. This is Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy New Year to everyone. Hopefully it will be a blessing and a blessed New Year for us all. Our Father has said that we had 400 years to be in a foreign country, and this is the 400th year. And I say to all my listeners, get ready to give us, we're going to come out of this land. Read Genesis chapter 15, read it all. read every word of it so you can have a better understanding of what it was said. Now, that has reminded me of a story that I didn't hear all of it, but I walked in on all of it. Let me continue with saying who I am, and then I'll tell you about this story about this man on fire in Texas. Well, he was a white man, too. Well, I ask that you sheep have your three keys handy, and your three keys are your pen, paper, and pencil, so that you can write down something that I may say to you. As I may say to you, read Revelations 2 and 9, as well as Revelation 3 and 9, and get the gist of it. Read all of it so you will understand what is being said. Now, going back to what I saw on PBS this year, and that's only because I can't get the stations that I want. I resort to looking at PBS, and I walked in on, they were seeing a man on fire, and they were showing this white minister in Saline, Grand Saline, Texas. You can probably Google that. It was called Man on Fire. I saw it maybe 2.5, maybe 3 weeks ago. And he was burning himself. He left a note saying that he had been lied to all of his life by his parents and those around him. And that was sort of the gist of what I was getting. But he burned himself for virulent racism in his community. And the racism, he was saying, was vicious and malicious, toxic. It was lies people talk in that town to hate the black people when he has read the Bible and he understands that his people had lied to you, him from his youth, and then on up into his adulthood. And he had been reading the Bible. Now he knows the difference. So what he did was he went and took like a mat from a couch and bought some gasoline and poured it on this mat as well as on himself, and he lit it. And he went up in smokes and he died. You all should get that program and listen to it. And then you will understand. He understood that from his youth, he was taught to hate black people. And that was a total lie. That's all white folks do. Look at your number 45. That's all he's doing. And trying to keep out another nation from a land that is not his. This land belongs to our Father. Oh, this land belongs to our Father in heaven. And you will see it. You will begin to see it shortly. Probably sooner than what I think. Now, I am supposed to be reading to you Leviticus chapter 27, but I am not finished reading to you. Excuse me, I had to burp. I'm burping again. What's in Leviticus 25, verse 35, and that's where I left off, and I will pick today. Let's pick up on Leviticus chapter 25, verse 35. And here he's talking about, our Father in heaven is talking about lending to the poor. Let's read. And if one of your brethren become poor, I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. And it's, the writing in it is kind of small. And that's why it also is a better read. I get better understanding than the original King James Bible. But in the original the one that I have that I'm used to reading from, its writing is bigger than this one. And I will probably go back to reading out the bigger King, the version of the bigger King James version of the Bible. But nonetheless, let's read starting at Leviticus 25, chapter 25, verse 35, where they're talking about lending to the poor. And verse 35 reads, "And if one of your brethren has become poor and falls into poverty among you, then you shall help him like a stranger or a sojourner." A sojourner is a traveler among you, "that he may live with you. Take no usury," and usury is lending high interest rates, brethren. It says, "Take no usury or interest from him, but fear your God, that your brother may live with you, that you shall lend to him your money for usury, nor," let me read that again, verse 37, "you shall not lend him your money for usury." And remember, that's lending money at a high interest rate, such as these banks are doing today. Now you know that they're not our friend or our brothers. They are not, because they have a high interest rate and want you to borrow from them so they can hold that over you. 37 again, "you shall not lend him your money for usury, nor lend him for food at a profit. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to give you the land of Canaan and to be your God. And if one of your brethren who dwell by you becomes poor and sell himself to you, you shall not compel him to serve as a slave, but as a hired servant, and a sojourner, he shall be with you and shall serve you until the year of Jubilee." I should have looked up the year of Jubilee. And I just think that the year of Jubilee, but that's what I'm thinking. I have not looked up the year of Jubilee. I think it's after 7 years you have to give back your property or you let it go. Verse 41, "And then he shall depart from you, both he and his children with him, and shall return to his own family, and shall return to the possessions of his father. For they are my servant who I brought out of the land of Egypt. They shall not be sold as slaves." And what did our enemies do to us black folks? They sold us here in America as slaves. They did opposite of what God has done. And they have done a lot of things opposite that is in this Bible. You read this Bible for yourself, children of the Hebrews of God. You'll find that we are not African Americans, but we are Hebrews. Read Psalm 83 and you'll understand. Read, I think it's like from verses 3 to 8. It tells you the names of all the people who sold us and got rid of us. They wanted to get rid of the land of the Hebrews. They wanted, and they have made us a nation that we don't not know who we are. But if you read this Bible, you will learn who we are. Verse 41. I'll read that again. And then you shall depart from you, both he and his children with him, and shall return to his own family. He shall return to the possession of his fathers. Verse 42. But they are my servants, whom of the land of Egypt. They shall not be sold as slaves. And we were sold here in America as slaves. Are you listening, Father? Please come and redeem us and forgive those sins of our forefathers. Please do that for my sake. I am tired of the harsh treatment that I have received while you allowed me to live in America, the United States of America, not Canada, but America. I don't know how they treat those people, but they treat us like they are some kind of guards when I look at them as nothing. Look at number 45, how you're lying to the people right now. They want to put up a border wall to keep the people of South America from coming here to America because they have color to them. They have melanin in their skin, just as you have, Father. Protect us always. I say they are from the evil one. All you see is whiteness on TV. Please make a change of that. Oh, God, make a change of that. For they are my servants, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt. They shall not be sold as servants or as slaves. Verse 43, you're in Leviticus 25, verse 43. You shall not rule over him with vigor. And with vigor is strictness and hardship and difficulty. And that's what the white man is doing to us in America. They are ruling over us with vigor, although you are telling us not to do that to our own people. Help us, Father, to get back as we were once. And as for your male and female slaves, whom you may have from the nations that are around you, from them you may buy male and female slaves. Moreover, you may buy the children of the strangers who sojourn among you and their families who are with you, which they beget in your land, and they shall become your property, and you may take them as an inheritance for your children after you to inherit them as a possession. They shall be your permanent slaves. But regarding your brethren, the children of Israel, excuse me, she has a belt in it. You shall not rule over one another with vigor, and that's with strictness or hardship or difficulty. Now, if a sojourner or a stranger close to you becomes rich, and one of your brethren who dwell by him becomes poor and sell himself to a stranger or sojourner close to you or to a member of a stranger's family. After he is sold, he may be redeemed again one of his brethren may be redeemed again. One of his brethren may redeem him, or his uncle or his uncle's sons may redeem him, or someone who is nearest kin to him in his family may redeem him, he may redeem himself. Thus he shall reckon with him who brought him. The price of his release shall be according to the number of years from the year that he was sold to sell unto him. Who is that on my phone laughing like that? Ungodly. God, please take that person out of my life and from this radio station forever, starting this year, 2019, starting January 1. That's today of this year. Maybe in a couple of hours from now. Of his release shall be according to the number of years from the years that he was sold to him until the years of Jubilee. It shall be according to the time of a hired servant for him. If there are still many years remaining according to them, he shall repay the price of his redemption from the money with which he was brought. If there remain but a few years until the year of Jubilee, then he shall reckon with him according to his years. He shall repay him price of redemption. Verse 53, he shall be with him as a yearly hired servant, and he shall not grow bigger with him in your sight. Verse 54, and if he shall not redeem, let me read that again. And if he is not redeemed in these years, then he shall be released in the year of Jubilee, both he and his children with him. Israel are servants to me. They are my servants whom I brought out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Now, see, and whoever is listening and laughing at me, I have read to you the end of Leviticus 25. Even though I may not read it well, I read it to you so that you will have some knowledge as to who we are and the God that we serve. Those white people are. This Bible was written for us, the children of Israel. It is a blessing to us, even though we are poor. And this is the year that I have read when I was back in school years ago, that we were released after 400 years. We are to be released after 400 years. And this is the 400 years, according to what I had when I was back in history years ago. It was in 1619, I was told that I don't have my notes from then, and I can't find my Bible, not my Bible, but my history book from those years, where I could show those around me that it says, I think it was in Jamestown, where the slaves were brought Two slaves were brought in 1619 to America and had been brought to America for many years after that. And we were brought to a strange country. Remember, I'm asking you to write down. You will find that in Genesis 15, where Abraham was told that his grandchildren would serve in a strange country for 400 years. And that 400 years is up sometime in the middle of July. And we're going to come out of this land with great possession. And the way our Father is doing it now, on the East Coast and on the West Coast, He is burning up the land and then flooding the land on the East Coast. He's getting ready to bring us out. And they don't know it because, and they might know it, and they just don't care. I look at them ever since Roseanne Barr called this black woman an egg. I'm looking wherever she goes. She was insulting to me. Not only did she insult that black woman, but she insulted me, another black woman. And for that, I don't like that for her, my Father. Let me go into chapter 26 and try to read to you as much as I can, because I am supposed to be reading to you in chapter 27, where it says, redeeming persons or property dedicated to God. And that's what I'm supposed to be reading to you, chapter 27. But because I read slow, I'm just on chapter 26. I thought I would be further along, my Father, but help me to get through this quickly. Chapter 26. And hopefully, everyone who is listening to me, read chapter 25 for yourselves, because we are that no one on this earth has been treated like our enemy has treated us in this land of America. And in Genesis chapter 15, our Father told our Father Abraham that his grandchildren would be mistreated. And we are mistreated for 400 years. This is the 400 years. We should dance and celebrate. We should be released from them. And from them, I'm talking about from our enemies. We don't even know who our enemy is. Some of our basketball players and rappers are marrying the enemy's daughters. And some of our women, very few of them, are marrying the men when they should not. It's in the Bible saying that they have the Holy Seed. Our Holy Seed should not mingle with them. Leviticus chapter 26, the blessings and promise of retribution. The retribution is going to those who have mistreated us. And that white man burning because he tried to tell his people and they wouldn't listen. And you are going to make them listen, Father. I am in chapter 26. You shall not make idols for yourself, neither a carved image or a sacred pillar shall you rear up for yourselves, or shall you set up an engraved stone in your land to bow down to it. For I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my Sabbath and reverse my sanctuary that is reserved, my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Reverence my sanctuary, for I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, I will give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield the fruit. Your threshing shall last until the time of vintage, and the vintage shall last until the time of sowing. Sowing means plenty. You shall eat your bread up to full and shall dwell in the land safely. I will give you peace in the land. Remember, our Father is going to give our land back to us. Let me read verse 6. It says, I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and you shall lie down, and none will make you afraid. Amen to that. I will rid the land of the evil beasts, and the sores will not go through the land. You will chase your enemies, and they shall fall by the sword before you. 5 of you shall chase 100, and 1,000 of you shall put 10,000 into flight. That means flight means to run away. Your enemies shall fall by the sword before you, and I will look on you favorably, and make you fruitful, multiply, and you confirm my covenant with you. You shall eat the old harvest and clear the land of old because of the new harvest. I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor. Abhor means to hate you. He will not hate us, black folks who are Hebrews and don't know it. I will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And the land of Egypt to me means bondage or slavery, that you shall not be their slaves. I have broken the band of your yoke and made you to walk upright. Let me read that again. I have broken the band of yoke to. Let me read that again. I have broken the band of your yoke and made you walk upright. But if you do not obey me and do not observe all these commandments, if you despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors, that means hate, my judgment, so that you do not perform all my commandments, but break my covenant, I will do this unto you. I will even appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever, which shall consume the eyes, cause sorrow of the heart. And that is true today. That is happening to me. There's terror because the white police officers in here in America is killing up our black children. And they're not going to jail for that. They only have 400 years, you said, and the 400 years will be up in June. Get them then. Back down if necessary. And this is happening to us. I will read it again for your hearing. I will even appoint terror over you. And we women are terrified of wasting disease. Like there are diseases that you can get now and can't get rid of, and fever, which will consume the eyes and cause sorrow in the heart. Now, my eyes, I'm having problems with my eyesight. I knew him. All that he had said about Kara and disease and fever, all that kind of stuff is bothering me. And you shall sow your seed in vain, then plant your crops in uselessness, where your enemies shall eat it. I will set my face against you, and you shall be defeated by your enemies. And we have been defeated because they have made us slaves. Those who hate you shall regain over you. What? Those who hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when no one pursues you. Pursues means to follow me or is after me. I see that we have a few minutes left, 2 minutes left. I'm going to stop here at Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. That's where I will pick up the next time. The next time will be on Friday of this week. Now let us have a closing prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for protecting us even in our sleep, because the white man tries to put fear. He has put fear in our heart. I have 90 seconds to go with this closing prayer. Father, thank you for always protecting your sheep from bad weather, from natural disasters, from chemical disasters. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name. And I also say, as well as what James chapter 4, if it says, Lord's will, I will be back with you next week for this Friday. Remember, go to Amazon and purchase my 3 books, The Unseen, The Path Up, and The Broken Plant. A whole year has passed, and no one has purchased my book. This
Father,
my book.
Help your children. Don't let them fall by the side
of
the road.
And
teach them to love one another. That heaven might find a place in their hearts, 'cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand.
See you next time.